One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, £25,000, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats counting down.
True.
Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
I don't know it.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out. Can you handle the pressure?
This is 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, the quiz where the beat of your own heart could win you £25,000. Now, here's a quick reminder of how John from Glasgow played on the last show.
Last time on 1,000 Heartbeats, food fanatic John from Glasgow played a mixed game. He struggled with contrast...
De Niro.
..but played reorder in lightning-quick time.
Aye, Cosagon.
With £500 banked and 748 heartbeats remaining, can John go all the way to the £25,000 jackpot?
Right, John, before I reveal your next round, here's a reminder of how the game works. Each round is worth an increasing amount of money. Complete the round and you bank the cash. But that money is not yours to take home until you've played our final round of Cash Out. If you get a question wrong, we're going to deduct 25 heartbeats. If you can't figure out the answer, you can step off the plate, but it will cost you 50 heartbeats. And remember, if at any point your heart rate counter hits zero, it's game over. All right, John, are you ready to play?
I am, yes.
All right, good stuff. Let's take a look at your next round. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, John, it's round three. You've got 748 heartbeats remaining. So far, yeah. So good. In a really strong position, so let's carry on like that. Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with 500?
No, I'm playing on, yep.
All right, good luck, John. Let's Thank play you. Unscramble. John, you need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Objects. Play.
One, spanner. Two, hammer. Three, drill. Four, five, screwdriver. Four. Hacksaw.
Yes! Well done! You see? See?
I'm delighted with that.
You were fabulous. I'm you were really, really good. You didn't even take a clue because you knew they were tools and you didn't want to end up looking like one by taking a clue. Well done. Well done. That was fabulous.
Thank
really,
you.
Really good. So far, John has banked £1,000. He's got 674 heartbeats remaining. So well Fantastic. Done, John. Excellent stuff. All right, let's see round four. It's Link and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So it's round four, it's Link. You've got 674 heartbeats remaining. This is all down to the category, really. Anything you're not looking forward to?
I would say English counties, right. Because my knowledge of that is pretty bad.
Well, so far, so good.
Yeah.
First round was a little bit shaky.
Yep.
Two and three have been absolutely fantastic, John. Very, very impressed. You've banked £1,000. Do you want to try for £2,500 or cash out with that grand?
No, I'm definitely going on.
All right, good. That's the right answer. I'm pleased you said that. Let's play Link. Good luck. Take your time.
Yeah.
All right, John, you need to find the four correct links. When you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Mona Lisa, The Scream, Night Watch, Guernica, The Kiss, Girl with a Pearl Earring. Link these famous paintings to the artist who created them. Play.
Mona Lisa, Da Vinci, The Scream, Munch, Night Watch, Van Gogh, Night Watch, Rembrandt.
Just one more, John.
The Kiss, Klimt.
Yes! Well done. Really good.
Thank you.
Really good. Very steady gameplay, one wrong answer, but you got it in the end.
I'm amazed I got that, do you know that?
Oh, really?
I'm absolutely incredulous.
So that was total guesswork.
Three guesses.
Yeah, well done. Well
Thank
done.
You.
That
Thank
was
you.
Really good, really good. So, you've banked £2,500. You used 135 heartbeats, a few more than what we used to.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. But you peaked at 117. Maybe you're getting a little bit more panic.
117?
Yeah, 117.
All right, OK. I thought higher, but that's good.
All right, John, let's reveal round five. It's pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers. You'll then be given an instruction. You must scan the grid to find and work out the answer. To complete the round, you must clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Finish the game before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, John, round five is pinpoint. It's all about mathematics. You've got 539 heartbeats remaining. A little bit of observation thrown in there as well. Are you feeling confident about maths?
Maths is OK. I'm OK at maths. I'm not Carol Vorderman, but I'm OK at maths.
So, are you going to play on for £5,000 or are you going to cash out with £2,500? Because your gameplay is really good. It's exceptional.
I'm definitely playing on.
All right, good man. All right, John. Let's play pinpoint. All right, John, you need to clear three grids. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play. What is the highest even ball?
30.
Multiply the orange ball by the lowest pink ball.
24.
What is the lowest even ball?
6.
Add the pink balls together.
36.
Add the remaining balls together.
37.
That's grid number one.
Add both pairs of matching numbered balls together.
68.
Multiply the pink balls together.
300.
Multiply the even balls together.
16. 48.
Subtract the lowest ball from the highest ball.
18.
Add the remaining balls together.
32.
Last grid.
Multiply the lowest yellow ball by the highest orange ball.
102.
Add the two lowest balls to the highest ball.
77.
Subtract the highest odd ball from the highest even ball.
13.
Multiply the pair of matching numbered balls together.
100.
What is 10 less than the total of the remaining balls?
47.
Yes! Well done! Pinpoint's quite tricky.
Quite tricky, yeah.
But well done, you used 283 heartbeats. You got some wrong answers. You peaked at 120. That's the highest you've peaked at so far.
OK.
So, after round five, John has banked £5,000 and he's got 256 heartbeats remaining. What will he do? Will he play the next round or will he cash out? We'll find out after the break.
Who featured on will.i.am's 2008 hit song, Heartbreaker? Britney Spears or Cheryl Cole? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, who featured on will.i.am's 2008 hit song, Heartbreaker? The answer is Cheryl Cole. Before the break, John banked £5,000 by completing Pinpoint. With 256 heartbeats remaining, John has a huge decision to make. Does he cash out now or play on for £10,000?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. John, are you ready to see your next round?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's take a look. Here it is. It's Decipher. This is how it works.
This is Decipher. You will see five statements. You will then be given a question. You must simply match the correct statement to the question. Complete Decipher by answering two questions correctly. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £10,000.
So it's round six, John. You've got 256 heartbeats remaining. So far, gameplay's been really well, but you've had seven wrong answers. Mm. They all add up.
Absolutely.
They all add up. They really, really do. But if you choose to play on,
yep,
you could be playing for £10,000. But you do need enough heartbeats to enable you to cash out. Are you going to play on for a massive £10,000 or cash out with £5,000?
I'm going to cash out with £5,000.
John, you've made it through five rounds. You've got £5,000. Let's play a cash out. So, John, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £5,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do you remember during cash out, you cannot step off the plate and every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready for £5,000, John, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Eric Weiss was the birth name of Harry Houdini.
True.
Momentum is calculated by multiplying mass by velocity.
False.
Tennis star Maria Sharapova celebrated her 21st birthday in 2014.
False.
The Golden Gate Bridge is in the US state of Washington.
False.
James Bond villain Francisco Scaramanga features in the film A View to a Kill.
False.
Saturn is the largest planet in our solar system.
False.
An obtuse angle is greater than 180 degrees.
True.
Fashion designers Dolce and Gabbana are both male.
True.
The Winnie the Pooh stories were written by J.M. Barrie.
False.
Kofi Annan is a former Secretary General of the UN.
True.
Tom Hardy portrays Bane in the film The Dark Knight Rises.
True.
King Harold II fought his last battle during the Wars of the Roses.
False.
Yes! Brilliant, brilliant, fantastic. Well done, John.
Thank you.
I tell you what, as Alex Ferguson once said, squeaky bum time.
It was squeaky bum time, actually.
Wow, that was fab.
Thank you.
I was a little bit worried when you got to the fourth for the first time. And then got it wrong. Good grief. How do you feel?
I feel great. Fantastic. It's
good. I'm really pleased. You've won £5,000.
That's all right.
Congratulations. Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round five, where you cashed out with £5,000. Thank you for playing.
Brilliant.
1,000 heartbeats.
Thanks very much,
John. All the best. So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Let's welcome Tom from Southampton. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Brian.
Tom, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a trainee teacher.
Oh, good man.
Yeah.
So it's good. Our future, the future of this great nation, is in your hands.
It's in my hands. And we're about to see how well the future's going to look.
All right, good man. And what are you going to teach? Are you going to teach primary or are you going to teach secondary?
Yeah, no, I'm training to teach secondary English.
And you're teaching English because you got a first-class honours degree in English?
I did, yeah.
Well done, pal. That's awesome stuff.
Cheers.
Your parents must have been really happy.
Yeah, they're really happy, and I think now they just are quite pleased that I've kind of got something that I'm planning to do rather than just stopping around the house and scrounging off.
Does your mum still do your ironing?
Maybe, yeah.
And long may that continue, my friend. And long may that continue. All right, well, good luck today.
Thank you.
£25,000 on offer. It's dead simple. We're going to be monitoring your heart rate throughout the whole of the show, and as it stands, it's at 149, 151 beats per minute.
Yeah.
And that's quite high.
Yeah.
OK, you need to relax a little bit, because if it's really, really high, you're going to have less time to complete all of the rounds.
Sure.
So before we begin, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are, good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. And there's one more thing, OK? Let me introduce you to our string quartet. They're going to accompany you throughout the whole of the show.
That puts the pressure on, doesn't it?
It really does, Tom. So they're going to accompany you throughout the whole of the show. The faster they're playing, it means the quicker your heart rate. The slower they're playing, it means you'll have more time to complete all of the rounds, Tom, all right? So it's essential that you try and bring your heart rate down. If you can do that, you'll go a long way, all right?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Everyone's supporting you. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Tom, everyone starts with the same round, and that's contrast, and this is how it looks.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Feeling confident?
Yeah.
All right, let's really try and pay off that student loan. Good luck, Tom.
Thank you.
First round's worth £250. Let's play. Contrast. Tom, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
David Beckham, Wayne Rooney, play. Has children named Romeo and Cruz.
David Beckham.
Was awarded an OBE in 2003.
David Beckham.
Is famous for wearing the number 7 shirt at Manchester United.
David Beckham.
Has scored over 30 goals for England.
Wayne Rooney.
Made his England debut against Australia.
David Beckham.
Had a daughter in 2011.
David Beckham.
Played for AC Milan.
David Beckham.
Has a wife with the maiden name McLaughlin.
Wayne Rooney.
Yes, well done, Tom. Come over. Good work, fella. That was really good.
Thank you.
Just one wrong answer.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You just didn't know the answer to that question.
Didn't know the answer, no. Pretty good round for me, though, being a United fan. Really out there.
Exactly.
Feel pretty lucky with that.
Perfect for you. Perfect for you. Well done. So, you used 140 heartbeats. You got one wrong answer.
Yeah.
OK, so that one wrong answer cost you 25 heartbeats. Let's get rid of them wrong answers. Your heart rate was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really was. 168. The string quartet have never played so fast.
I know. You put me off.
That was unbelievable. They put everyone off, I'll be honest with you. They really do. All right, so you've banked £250. You've got 860 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £500.
Feeling confident?
Yeah.
All right, good man. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for
£250? No, I'll play on definitely, yeah.
All right, let's do this, Tom. Let's play reorder. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Tom, you need to put six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Stephen King, William Shakespeare, Jane Austen, J.K. Rowling, Roald Dahl, Agatha Christie. Writers, year they were born, earliest to latest, play.
William Shakespeare. Jane Austen. Agatha Christie. Roald Dahl. Stephen King. J.K. Rowling.
Yes! Come on, Tom! I tell you what, that was quality.
Thank
you. That was quality. The ball came over and you smacked it out the park.
I feel like I'm getting a bit lucky so far. I'm a United fan, he does English, and I've got Rooney, David Beckham and a bunch of authors, so... Someone's looking down on me.
You did well. You only used 57 heartbeats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was good. That's... And your peak's come down, it's 151. Still high.
Still high, but...
Still high, but you've just proven with your knowledge of the authors there that you can have a high heart rate if you know the answers.
Yeah.
Well done, that was good. So you've got 803 heartbeats left. You banked £500. Let's have a look at round three. It's unscrambled. This is how it works.
This is unscramble. You will see five anagrams and a theme. You must unscramble all five words. You may request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish unscramble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Tom, round three, you've got 803 heartbeats remaining. Are you confident with your performance so far? You've used under 200 heartbeats in the first two rounds. That's good going.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with that, actually.
The next round is unscramble. Yeah. Words.
Yeah.
English teacher.
Yeah.
If you mess this up, my friend...
I know, I'll never hear the end of it.
You won't.
No, this is the kind of round that I should be good at.
Exactly.
So hopefully we can keep a good run going.
So, are you going to play on for £1,000 or are you going to cash out with £500?
I've got to play.
You have got to play.
Definitely, I've got to play.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck. Let's play unscramble.
Thank you.
All right, Tom. No pressure. Good luck. You need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Animals. Play.
Two rabbits. Three, hamster. One, goldfish. Five, gerbil. Step off.
All right. You did really well there. You did really well there. Let's take the clue. Pets is the clue.
Yeah, no,
goldfish,
I'd realize,
rabbit,
I'd
hamster,
realize
gerbil.
It was pets.
Yeah. We would know them as budgies.
I see. Right.
Well, yeah. Number four is budgerigard.
Oh, right. I would. Oh, yeah. No, I'd never have got that.
Yeah.
Never
all right. So, take away 50 from 591.
Yeah.
You got 541. All right. Good luck, Tom.
Thank you. Let's do
it again. You only need one more answer.
Yeah.
This time, let's play on scramble. All right, Tom, if you're ready, once again, you only need to find one answer. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Food. Play.
Four penne.
Yes, well done, Tom. Come over.
Types of pasta. Being a student, you'll know all about pasta. Yeah. You use 276 heartbeats. Yeah. Quite a lot. It's the most you've used so far.
Yeah.
After three rounds, Tom has banked £1,000.
£1,000.
Hey?
Hey? And he's got 527 heartbeats remaining. Where will he end up? Is he confident enough to head towards £25,000? We'll see you after the break.
Footballer Joe Hart has won the Premier League with which club? Manchester City or Manchester United? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, footballer Joe Hart has won the Premier League with which club? The answer is Manchester City. Before the break, student teacher Tom had an excellent start to his game, but lost 276 heartbeats in the last round. With 527 remaining, can Tom recover and go all the way to the jackpot?
All right, let's see round four. It's Identify, and this is how it works.
This is Identify. You will see a list of eight answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the four options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit four answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish Identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
All right, Tom, doing really well. We're at round four and you are yet to cross the halfway mark when it comes to heartbeats.
Yeah.
527 remaining. Happy?
Yeah, I am pleased, yeah.
All right, good, good, good. Your heart rate's going down.
Yes.
Which is good, it's 136 at the moment. During gameplay, it rockets!
Yeah.
However, during that last round of Unscrambled, it only went to 117.
Yeah, so just need to keep calm.
Exactly, and carry on.
Exactly.
So, are you going to play on for £2,500, or are you going to cash out with 1,000?
Yeah, I'm going to play on this round, then we'll see afterwards where
I'm. All right, good luck. All right, let's play. Identify. Come on, Tom. All right, Tom, you need to find four correct answers. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Troy McClure, Amy Wong, Kent Brockman, Nelson Muntz, Patrick Starr, Kenny McCormick, Glenn Quagmire, Selma Bouvier. Characters in The Simpsons. Play.
Troy McClure, Kent Brockman, Selma Bouvier, Nelson Muntz.
Yes! Come on, Tom! Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah.
You only used 51 heartbeats.
Oh, wow. That's
doing really
great.
Well. We're catching up.
Yeah.
We're taking back what we wasted on Unscrambled.
Yeah.
You peaked at 162.
Yeah.
Well, you've got 476 heartbeats left.
Yeah.
You've just banked £2,500.
Wow, yeah.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. This is the point where my mum will be screaming at TV, get out, Tom, get out!
All right, so after round four, Tom has banked £2,500 and he's got 476 heartbeats remaining. Let's reveal round five. It's Pinpoint. Here's how it works.
This is Pinpoint. You'll see a grid of numbers and then be given an instruction. You must work out the answer and clear three grids, a total of 15 answers. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So it's round five, Tom, and you've got 476 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £5,000 or cash out with £2,500?
Sorry, Mum. I'm going to play on for £5,000.
All right, Tom, let's do this. Good luck, my friend.
Thank
let's play
you.
Pinpoint. All right, you need to clear three grids.
OK.
Good luck. When you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play. What is the lowest purple ball?
Five.
Add the total of the orange balls to the highest purple ball.
39.
Subtract the lowest ball from the highest ball.
13.
Multiply the even balls together.
40.
Add the remaining balls together.
24.
Here comes the second grid.
multiply the highest pink ball by the lowest ball.
22.
What is 10 less than the total of the orange balls?
32.
Add the balls above 20 together.
88.
Multiply the highest ball by the lowest ball.
85.
Multiply the last two balls
81.
Together.
Come on, Tom, last grid.
Multiply the highest yellow ball by the lowest pink ball.
60.
Add the three highest balls together.
119.
Subtract the lowest ball from the total of the yellow balls.
16.
Divide the even ball by 8.
2.
What is 10 less than the total of the remaining balls?
56.
Yes, Tom! Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
That was really good. Really, really, really good. Your heart rate peaked at 158, so that was quite a high pressurised game for you. You used 246 heartbeats.
Yeah.
But that's only because it's a long game to play at Pinpoint. You didn't get any wrong answers during that round, which is well done. So you've banked £5,000.
Yeah.
That's wicked. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Is that the most money you've ever had in your possession?
Yeah, by about £4,800, probably.
All right, excellent. Well, good luck. Let's see if we can bank it and cash out. Let's take a look at round 6. It's Decipher. Here's how it works.
This is Decipher. You will be given a question and 5 statements. You must match the correct statement to the question. Answer 2 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £10,000.
All right, Tom, you've got 230 heartbeats remaining. So, decision time. Are you going to pay on for a massive £10,000 or are you going to cash out £5,000.
I'm going to cash out £5,000.
All right, good stuff. All right, Tom, you've made it through 5 rounds. You've got £5,000. Let's play cash out. Good luck, Tom. Read the question and take your time. All right, Tom, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £5,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and unfortunately leave with nothing? Your mum does not want to see that happen. Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats.
OK.
When you're ready, good luck, Tom. For £5,000, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. The River Thames flows through Cambridge.
False.
A clove hitch is a type of tea bag.
False.
Pashto is an official language of Afghanistan.
True.
The 1994 hit Saturday Night was released by Wigfield.
False.
Best-selling book, The Psychopath Test, was written by Bill Bryson.
False.
In Greek mythology, Andromeda is the wife of Perseus.
True.
Muhammad Ali was originally called Cassius Clay.
True.
Actress Kate Blanchett won a BAFTA in 2014.
False.
In films, The Sound of Music was released before Mary Poppins.
True.
When referring to the time, PM stands for post-meridian.
True.
The Spanish name for France is Alemania.
False.
Charles Darwin was born in the 18th century.
True.
Tom! You got to 3 twice.
I know.
Oh, Kate Blanchett and Wigfield.
Yeah.
They trip you up.
Yeah.
Tom, you've been a fantastic contestant.
Thank you.
Good luck with teaching and what
Thank
have you.
Thank you.
It's been fabulous. You really have. Let's welcome Seanine. Hiya, Seanine.
Hello, nice to meet you. You're right.
Seanine, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where have you come from?
I've come from Bury in Manchester.
I know it very well, just outside of Bolton.
That's correct.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a trainee accountant.
Okay, nice. How long have you been doing that?
About 5 years now.
Is there a lot of pressure in that job?
There is, but I've got a good manager, so she takes the pressure for me as well.
Oh, fair enough. Well, unfortunately, you're on your own today.
I am on my own.
You've got to deal with the pressure yourself.
Yeah, hopefully, I'll be all right.
Okay. And what do you do in your spare time? How do you like to relax?
When I'm at home, I just like to walk my dog, just go out with my friends, just chill out, really.
And you live with your fella as well?
I do, yes, with Oliver.
How long have you been living with Oliver?
We've been together 6 years now, so we've lived together about 4 years.
So if you won a decent amount of cash... today, do you think that he might pop the question?
Oh, I'd hope so, but you never know. Probably not, actually.
Well, if he's watching this now, he knows what to do.
Yeah, he does, he does. Depends how much I win.
All right, well, fingers crossed. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate, so let's take a look at it right now. 108 beats per minute, that's not bad.
God. Is that okay?
It's all right.
Quite good?
It can be lower.
Yeah.
It can be lower, but we've had contestants start the show really, really hard.
Really.
So, without further ado, let's put your 1,000 heartbeats on the screen. There they are. We don't want to see that number reach zero. All right, are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
All right, let's play 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
All right, Seanine, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that is contrast. This is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So, that's the game. First challenge is worth £250. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Fellow Northerner, you're going to do all right.
I'm going to do
well.
I will
make sure you do all
right. Thank you, Vernon.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Let's play contrast. All right, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
London, New York. Play. The M25 motorway is an orbital motorway surrounding...
London.
The borough of Queens lies in...
New York.
Vampire Weekend and Scissor Sisters are bands that were formed in...
New York.
The 2000 film Snatch is mainly set in...
New York.
Hungerford Bridge crosses a major river in...
New York.
Columbia University is located in...
New York.
Actress Claire Danes was born in...
London.
In 1988, Sting released a single entitled Englishman in...
New York.
CBGB was the name of a famous music venue in...
New York.
Wanstead, Clissold and Finsbury are all parks in...
London.
Yeah! Oh, well done, come over, Seanine. Well done.
That's a relief.
It is a relief. The first one's always a relief. Everyone says that. Well done. You got some wrong answers. You used 232 heartbeats, but that includes 3 wrong answers, which is 75 heartbeats. It's not too bad. What was interesting, your heart rate peaked at 157.
Did it really?
That's quite high, Seanine.
That's really high. I did feel a little sick on the first red buzzer.
All right, well, after round one, Seanine has banked £250 and has 768 heartbeats remaining. How far will they take her? Find out after the break.
In which decade did Christian Barnard perform the first human heart transplant? 1960s or 1970s? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, in which decade did Christian Barnard perform the first human heart transplant? The answer is 1960s. Before the break, we welcomed Seanine from Bury to the show. Wrong answers cost her valuable heartbeats, but she banked £250 in the first round. Can she recover in order to win the jackpot?
Welcome back to 1,000 Heartbeats. Seanine, are you ready to play your next round?
Yes, I am, Vernon.
All right, well, let's take a look at round two. Here it is. It's reorder. This is how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of 6 items. and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Seanine, you've got 768 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
I would like to play on for £500, please.
All right, let's do this. Let's play reorder.
Thank you.
Good luck. Seanine, you need to put six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Up, The Incredibles, A Bug's Life, Cars. Disney Pixar films, original release date, earliest to latest. Play.
Toy Story. Monsters, Inc. A Bug's Life. Monsters, Inc. Cars. The Incredibles. Cars. Up.
Yes, well done. Come on over, Johnny. You did it really quick.
I did.
You did it really quick, but you got a couple of wrong answers.
Oh, no.
You like your cartoons?
I do like my cartoons. I was realising I was answering that. I was like, this is pretty embarrassing.
All right, well, you used 128 heartbeats. You got
okay.
Two wrong.
Oh.
All right, don't panic.
Yeah.
You've got 644 left.
Okay.
You've peaked at 131.
I did. Quite high. I think it was when I got a little confused in the middle there. I knew my Toy Story. I knew that.
Good round. All right, so after round two, Seanine has banked £500 and has 644 heartbeats remaining. Let's take a look at round three. It's Unscramble. This is how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams and a theme. You must unscramble all five words. You may request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, then. It's round three.
Yeah.
And you've got 644 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £1,000?
I feel like it's worth a shot, definitely.
Good stuff. Let's do this. Let's play it. Unscramble. You need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Fashion. Play.
Can I have the clue, please, Vernon?
Items of clothing.
Can I step off, please?
Step off. All right, you stepped off the plate. That's a good idea. It's a good idea because instead of getting and wasting heartbeats, you stepped off. So we'll go through the answers. First one, knickers.
Oh.
Absolute pants.
Oh.
Number two, trousers.
Oh.
Shirt was number three.
Oh, that was an easy one.
Blows was number four.
Yeah.
Gloves was number five. It's easy when you know how
it is.
All right, well. You stepped off the plate, it's going to cost you 50 heartbeats.
Oh no,
so we'll
down
take
to half.
50 away. You've got 503, so down to halfway.
Right.
All right, Seanine, once again, let's play it on Scramble. So, once again, if you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Sport, play.
Can I have the clue, please, Vernon?
Team sports.
Number one, hockey. Number two, basketball. Number three, rugby league. Number five, volleyball. Number six, cricket. Number four, cricket.
Yeah! You're making up your own answers then. Number six! Right, five.
I didn't even look at that. Got overexcited then.
That was hilarious. You used 216 heartbeats. Your BPM peak was 138.
Was it? Oh, so it's getting better as I'm going along.
Yeah, or it's staying the same.
Yeah.
It's looking a bit harder.
Yeah, it was definitely worth using the heartbeats for the extra clip.
Exactly. You've got 428 heartbeats remaining. You've just banked £1,000.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's ace.
Now, if you're Oliver, he's sat at home now and he's screaming at the telly, how much money would he want you to take home?
I think he would say now, because I've gone to less than half my heartbeats, to cash out.
Really?
I think he'd be really proud of me for getting this far.
Well, I'll tell you what, don't make a decision just yet. Let's reveal our next round.
OK.
Sharnin, unfortunately, we're out of time. So you'll have to tune in next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how Sharnin gets on. We'll see you then. We'll be right back.